Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan. Now, we learned in the earlier prakim that you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. However, one of the heterim to do malacha on Chol HaMoed is when it is Tzorech HaMoed. So you would imagine that taking a haircut and doing laundry is considered a Tzorech HaMoed. However, the Chum said that we're not allowed to do those malachas on Chol HaMoed even when they're a Tzorech HaMoed, because we're nervous that leading up to Yontif, people are going to be in such a busy time of their lives that they're going to say, you know what, why should I get a haircut now? I'll just get one on Chol HaMoed. Why should I do my laundry now? I'll just do it on Chol HaMoed. And then they're going to enter into Yom Tov without the proper level of grooming and cleanliness and respect for the Yom Tov. So because of the bizayon of Moed, of the Yom Tov itself, Chazal goes there that you're not allowed to do these malachos of laundering and haircutting on Chol HaMoed, so that will encourage people to do it prior to Yom Tov. However, every once in a while you have a person who could not possibly do it prior to Yom Tov, and in such cases, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes Chazal allowed even taking a haircut and doing laundry on Chol HaMoed. Ve'elu Megalchim B'Moed. The following are situations that one was in before Yom Tov that would warrant doing a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Habamim Medina Siyam, someone who came from far away from Medina Siyam during Chol HaMoed or right before Yom Tov, so he was unable to get a haircut right before Yom Tov, or Beis Hashivya, someone who was freed from captivity, Vayosim Beis Asurin, someone who's let out of jail, Vahamenuda Shetiru L'Chachabim, or someone who was in Cherem, and then he was finally released from that Cherem right before Yom Tov, v'chein misha nishal l'chacham v'heter, or someone who asked the chacham to annul some sort of neder that he had taken not to cut his hair, and he was released from that on Yom Tov. So he's allowed to cut his hair during Chol HaMoed because he couldn't do so before Yom Tov. Other exceptions to the issur against getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed are cases where doing so is a mitzvah. A nazir whose nazirus ends during Chol HaMoed has a mitzvah skiluach. So the mitzvah d'oraisa of giluach is going to override this issur d'rabbanan of not getting a haircut. V'amitzora ha'olamit masal taraso, or also part of the tara process of a mitzora, it also involves a sense of it also involves getting a haircut or shaving the hair, and therefore he's allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed, because again the mitzvah overrides the issur. Now one might get the impression from this mishnah that any type of ones that comes up before Yom Tov is going to allow getting the haircut on Chol HaMoed, but that's in fact not true. In La Halacha, we paskin that if there's an ones that comes up before Yom Tov that prevents you from getting a haircut before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It's only when there's what's called an ones de muchach. It's an ones that everybody would be aware of, that everybody would know about, and since everybody knows about that ones, no one's going to think that you're being mevaza the Moed. So only such onesim like these, where when someone comes back from Medina Siyam, from jail, from a nidoy, everyone knows about these things, so it's an onus to muchach. Only then are you allowed to get these haircuts on Chol HaMoed. We had a shaila this year that there was a major flooding in the New York area on Erev Sukkos, and a lot of people didn't have access to their washing machines on Erev Sukkos, so they weren't able to do the laundry. They didn't have access to the roads to get to the barbershop on Erev Sukkos. They didn't have an opportunity to get a haircut. So the shaila was, can they do so? Can they do the laundry or get their haircuts on Chol HaMoed? Rav Shechter Paskin, certainly when it came to the laundry, that this is an ones demuchach, and since it's an ones demuchach, it's something that would, because everyone knows that there was flooding, the whole neighborhood, the whole area was underwater. Everyone's basement had water in it, or a lot of people's basements had water in it, so they were unable to get to their washing machines to do the laundry, and certainly to get to you weren't allowed to drive, you weren't allowed to go out to get to a laundromat or anything like that, and therefore you were allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, but it's only those kinds of onsim. So the Mishnah Beis talks about doing laundry. The following types of onsim would allow one to do the laundry on Chol HaMoed. Habamim Medina Siyam, if someone comes from Medina Siyam, Umi Beis Hashivya, or he's let free from captivity, V'ayosim Beis Asurin, or he's let out of prison, V'amenudah Shiritiru L'Chacham, or someone who was in Nidoy, and the Chachamim released him of that Nidoy. V'chein Misha Nishal L'Chacham V'hit, Yetir, or someone asked the Chacham to cancel a neder that he had made not to wash his clothing, and he was released from that. So he's allowed to wash his clothing during Chol HaMoed because he couldn't do so before Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah tells us certain things can be washed in the laundry of Chol HaMoed. Mitbuchos HaYadayim, towels that you use to wipe your hands. Mitbuchos HaSaparim, the towels that the barbers put over people when they give them a haircut, which also are constantly being soiled. They need to be washed all the time, so they're allowed to wash them on Chol HaMoed if they're giving haircuts to people who are allowed to get haircuts on Chol HaMoed. See the previous mission of where people are allowed to get haircuts. That's how some have the gears of mitzvachos ha-saparim. There's another opinion that it's mitzvachos ha-svarim, but we'll go with saparim. Or mitzvachos ha-svag, bath towels can be washed on Chol HaMoed because they're always becoming dirty. Then there are other people who are allowed to, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that nowadays we don't soil these things as quickly, and we have plenty of stock of them, so we generally don't allow washing these things either, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's how we paskin in the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Mishnah tells us other things that people can sometimes do laundry in Chol HaMoed. Other examples, hazavin, hazavos, vanidos, vayoldos. People are a zavo, or a nido, or a yoledes, so they're constantly getting their clothing dirty because of bodily fluids that are oozing from them. V'kala olin mitum alatara, and anyone who goes from being tameh to being tahar, they need to wash their clothing as part of the tahara process. A mitzora, or someone who became tameh from a dead body, they couldn't wash their clothing before Yom Tov because a mitzora is not allowed to do laundry of his clothing, and a person who's tameh with tumas meis couldn't wash his clothing before Yom Tov because any clothing that he touches will become tameh again. So since he became tahar on Yom Tov, so that's when he's allowed to do the laundry. Harei ilum mutarin, but v'shar kaladim asurin, but everybody else is not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we said that even though you're generally not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed if you came from Medina Sayyam or out of captivity or out of a jail or you out of a nidoy or a chacham was matir a neder or a nazir or mitzora who became tahar, are all allowed to take a haircut, and all of those people are also allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. But with laundry we have another list of items that you're allowed to launder on Chol HaMoed, or people who are allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, and items. The items that you're allowed to do laundry with are the mitbuchos yadayim and the mitbuchos asaparim and the mitbuchos asvag, meaning things that get messy all the time. And people who are allowed to do laundry include zavim, zavos, nidos, and yoldos. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.